2EC, welcome back to the Brekkie Bar. Now, this building has been the heart of Murrumbula since 1931, serving as a place for community events, celebrations, the arts, and more. It is the Twyford Hall, and it is being upgraded with the addition of a brand new 200-seat theatre, which features a bar, foyer, modern toilets, and dressing rooms. Joining us now is the frontman of Old 55, Aussie actor, and the ambassador for Twyford Hall Incorporated, Frankie J. Holden. Good morning.
Good morning, James. Good to talk to you.
Thanks for joining us on the show. How's the building coming along?
Well, as people will have noticed as they've driven through Murrumbula, it's coming along very, very well indeed. It's been very exciting to see the superstructure spring up like a mushroom almost behind the existing shops and next door to Twyford Hall. And when I stand outside it now, thinking of how far it's come and the exciting things are laying ahead for the building and the theatre and the whole community.
And speaking of those exciting things, what can people expect when the new Twyford Hall Theatre in Murrumbula opens its doors?
Well, it's going to be a great community asset is what I would say. It's going to be a huge variety of artists and performances and touring companies will be able to come to the area. That'll range from everything from, you know, string quartets to Sydney Theatre Company productions to comedy to drama, all sorts of performance arts like that, but it will remain, our goal and our thought, our vision, is for it to remain primarily a community asset to be used primarily by the community. So all of the local community groups, Spectrum Theatre Company, for example, Onset Theatre Group, all of the dance companies that are in the Bega Valley, the school groups, that's where the bulk of the usage will come from in the new theatre. So it'll just be a great place for local performing artists, whether they're professional or amateur, to really improve their standards of performance, because it will be a wonderful place to stage something, mate. It's going to be, people are going to be blown away by the facilities and the comfort inside the theatre.
And why is this venue, which sounds like a multi-purpose venue, why is it important not only for Murrumbula but surrounding communities?
Well, because it will do great things for the Bega Valley. It will obviously give everybody a chance to get more involved in art and culture, and I'm aware that there is a good thriving culture of performance artists and writers, etc., in the valley, and this will give them a place where they can showcase their talents in a state-of-the-art, world-class venue, even though it's not a huge venue, it's 200-seater, but it'll be an intimate space where people like the New Graces, for example, can perform, Heath Cullen, artists like that that require a more intimate space to really be appreciated. So it'll be great for them. And then also it'll improve tourism. We're expecting that people will come from Cooma, Mallacoota, Bermagui, to come to productions in the theatre. And then hopefully they'll stay in Murrumbula for a couple of nights and sample what we've got to offer down there.
And is there a rough date when the new multi-purpose venue will be open?
We're trying to just fine-tune a date, but yeah, look, sort of mid to end of July is when we're looking at. I mean, things are, when you're building something like this, as you'd be aware, there are variables. For example, if you get rain for 4 or 5 days in a row, that could be a variable, as we've just done. But the build is going very, very well, and the superstructure of the theatre is very close to being finished. And then there is the fit-out and the training and learning how to work everything. It's quite a technical building. It's been described to me as a submarine in that it's got an awful lot of technology jammed into a relatively small space. So there'll be all sorts of things that we have to learn to operate the thing. But I'd say mid to end of July is when we are looking at.
Very exciting. We're almost out of time, Frankie, but can you give us a sneak peek? Is there any big shows or plans for around that time that are locked in that people can start getting excited about?
Well, I'll give you an idea of the variety of things that we're going to be putting in there. The first thing, the Murrumbula District Arts Group will be having their Easter exhibition in the Twyford Hall in April. Then in August, Patrick Dixon, who's a very well-known actor, he was in Sea Change and Home and Away, will be performing his one-man play, The Brainstorm, early in August. The Far South Film Festival will be held in mid-August. And then in late August into September, Spectrum Theatre Company will be staging their production of The Witches of Eastwick, which is a musical based around the well-known movie of the same name. So that's going to be big. So that gives you an idea of the community-based nature what we envisage to go into the theatre. And it's a very, very exciting time for everyone involved with it. If people want more information, they can go to our website, thetwyford.com.au, and they can get involved as well, because there's a campaign outlined on the website where you can have a plaque on the back of a seat or $1,000 tax-deductible donation.
Frankie J. Holden, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, mate.
Tuisi.